and Marie Osmond appearing with their holiday show at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts Friday, December 16th. Happy to say good morning to Marie Osmond. Good morning to you.
I think it should be Marie and Donnie.
I think it should, too. In fact, I've often wondered about that, Marie.
No, I can't get rid of the guy. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, that seems to be so. Well, I mean, you've been a part of the American pop culture scene for 5 decades now. Curious, when's the last time you said, wow, I've never done that in entertainment?
You are so funny, Pat. No, I have been so blessed. I know there's not many of us, especially females, I guess, that can say we've worked for 5 decades. But no, I've been blessed, and I've worked with some of the most wonderful entertainers and people in the world, I swear to you. And it's been an incredible life. It really is.
I mean, speaking of that, your life is like a smorgasbord, a soap opera. I mean, there's so many things that have gone on with you. Like when you wake up in the morning, what are your thoughts like, wow, I can't believe I made it this long?
Yeah, I can't believe I actually woke up. No, I'm kidding. No, do you know what's crazy, I think, Larry, is that I think people think I'm older than I am because I started at 3.
Yeah.
And I've never stopped working. I don't know. I think it's fun to re-educate every generation. I have a new album, and we did the video for it, and I did the video in a hospital, a children's hospital. And the reason I did is because I'm one of the founders, by the way, of Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. And when I visit these hospitals, the kids that 10 or under, they have no idea who I am. They just think I'm the Nutrisystem chick.
Now, does that mean you can actually go into McDonald's or go into 7-Eleven and order something to eat? Can you really do that, Marie?
Well, the moms know me and, the grandmas and
everybody
and
in between.
Even the 25-year-olds, but it's the 10 and unders. They don't know. But now I'm the alien girl in the Music is Medicine video. And I did the alien because they really, honestly, they go, oh, you're the Nutrisystem lady. And so it's just kind of like, no, it's okay. It's okay.
That's what happens when you're so multifaceted in so many kinds of businesses.
Oh, it's been a blessed life. I was actually just talking to a friend of mine. They said, how many people have you sung with over the years in a duet situation? And it's well over 500 at this point.
Wow.
And I worked with the greatest entertainers in the world, from Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Loretta Lynn, Dolly Parton. I mean, we debuted Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Jessica Simpson.
Wow.
You name it. I mean, I've had one of these very crazy lives that, Donnie worked with Lassie, the original. And so, it's one of those, no.
That's a nice look on your resume. Hey, you guys are here on a tour, but you're specifically usually in Las Vegas for a show that you do there. Do you guys like backstage hang out with Carrot Top and the Blue Man Group? You guys all get together?
Oh, we're all doing our own shows, you know what I mean? But Vegas has changed a lot. Vegas used to be, because, I worked Vegas when I was 11, you know what I mean? But now Vegas is a place where people go and recreate their careers. I mean, you have J-Lo there and Britney Spears and people like that. But, Donnie and I were supposed to be there 6 weeks. This is our 8th year. Isn't that crazy?
That's amazing.
It's been voted best show in Vegas 3 years in a row now. And what's crazy is, we just signed for our 9th year. And so it's you have to know Vegas. You have to be an entertainer. So the Christmas show that we're bringing there, this is not stand up and sing Christmas music and feel fuzzy. This is a really awesome Christmas show. And my guarantee is that you will leave with a holiday spirit. Look, I'm not the kind of entertainer that says I have to perform till I'm dead. I will perform as long as I know I can give a good show. And when I feel I'm done, I'll be done. I don't have an ego that says I have to sing forever because I need that attention. I really just need to make sure that people have a great show. And you will leave. This is a really good show, you guys. You'll have a great time.
Yeah, you'll
have fun. I promise you.
One of my favorites always, Marie, has been Meet Me in Montana. Just some of the greatest vocalization, just harmonies and everything. Just a great song.
Every now and then you go, God bless me with a beautiful opportunity to do something unique. And that's one of those opportunities in my career anyway. And Dan Seals was one of the greatest guys. You know, when we went in to record that song, like, you know, because I'd grown up with my brothers and we did seven-part harmonies and I worked with so many people, we recorded that in less than an hour. And, you know, he was part of England, you know, part of England Dan, John Fort Coley.
Yeah.
And so we looked at each other and started laughing and said, oh, you've done a duet before. And so we had the best time. But he was, did you know Dan at all? He was such a good guy.
Only by his music, and he was fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to December 16th and you and the other guy on stage with you at the LBC. You know, Marie, you've done thousands of these kinds of interviews. What's the one question you wish people like us would ask?
That's an interesting question. You know what? I don't have an agenda, honestly. I really don't. I think that if people are fascinated you know, every generation finds you. I think the thing that I'm loving the most about this new album, because I wasn't really planning on recording, and then it debuts at number 10 on Billboard.
Nice.
And, you know, the video goes viral the first day. And I have found a whole other generation of music lovers. And it has been so fun. I mean, Blake Shelton said that it was his favorite new download off of iTunes.
Great.
And so,
that's great.
You know, to me, the music speaks for itself. And, as long as you can sound contemporary, it's not like I want to go out and prove anything. I feel like if your voice still sounds contemporary for radio, then you should be singing. And if you want to make it a hobby, then just, you know, go play clubs. But if you want to, you know,
karaoke.
But if you want to be contemporary and compete, then I think you need to still be viable. But I grew up in a different era of entertainment. I was very blessed to be a very young person that worked with what I call some of the greatest entertainers in the world that didn't make it about an ego. They made it about, you know, a career and not about entitlement. And so I love what I do, but I really feel a responsibility, I guess you could say, to that audience of trying to do the very best to give them the best thing that you can have performance-wise. So I love my craft, you know.
That's great.
I don't have fun, I will stop, you know.
Well, we are very much looking forward to Friday, December 16th at the Luther Burbank Center. And join us for the Marie and Donnie Show, which is going on.
I love you for that.
There you go.
I love you for And you know, Larry, you really should say more.
Marie, do you also run an agency? I'll sign you up.
You know, Larry, I've heard a lot of things about you, but quiet is not one.
Amen, sister. That's right. Sisters are doing it for themselves. And thanks so much for being with us, Marie. We sure appreciate it.
Hey, and you guys are coming. Are you going to come backstage and say hi?
Love to.
Please do. I would love to see you both. You'll have fun, I promise. Larry, you'll even have a good time. I really promise.
I'm in.
All right.
All right, Marie. Thanks very much.
So great talking to you guys. Thank you so much.